Hello everyone, you're very welcome on our latest foray into the beautiful Yorkshire countryside and another audio walk from open country. My name's Tom, although the regular listeners amongst you will be used to my dulcet tones by now. I had today's audio walk all planned out and then I missed out one vital factor, which was of course the weather forecast, which here in Yorkshire is unpredictable to say the least most of the time. Now, it did say sunshine and showers this afternoon, and I was hoping for more sunshine than showers, but as it turns out, as it usually does when I'm involved, the opposite is the effect, so we've got a lot more showers than sunshine. I have seen glimpses of brightness, but the sky is leaden grey, and little water droplets are tumbling forth onto my head as we speak. So I was planning to take you on a lovely rural farmland walk to a spectacular vantage point, but unfortunately, with also the threat of thunderstorms in the forecast, I didn't really fancy that because I would be a bit of a beacon. I am 6'2", and if I have to carry an umbrella with me to protect my recording equipment, then it's not really thunderstorm get-up, really, isn't that? So instead, I've made a last-minute switch, and not that you'd know otherwise, because I'm sure we're in for an absolute treat today, despite the weather conditions. I will take you on the aforementioned walk in a few weeks' time, hopefully when the conditions improve and we have better weather for it. But for now, we've come to Lindley Wood and Lindley Wood Reservoir, which is sort of in between Otley and Harrogate. We're just over the border into North Yorkshire from West Yorkshire, and we're at the bottom of what is known as the Washburn Valley. I have done an audio walk from Norrod Edge when I was wandering around with my camera, I seem to recollect, probably back in late autumn, early winter time, and that is literally just up the road from where we are now. These woods join up with the woods at Stainburn Forest and Norrod Edge. So hopefully we will have a bit of protection from those lovely little raindrops that keep pattering through the leaves. You may be able to hear them in the background. And we should be sheltered from the stiff breeze as well that was lashing my car window as I was sat in the car thinking, is this a good idea? But thankfully we have found a bit of shelter, and hopefully we'll have that shelter for the majority of today's audio walk. So as I always tend to say these days, let's put our best foot forward and see what we can find in the beautiful countryside around the Washburn Valley and Lindley Wood. I can hear a sheep in the background there, calling me forward through the woods. It's probably saying, ah, I'm getting wet, ah. Just found a little pine tree. Well, I say a little pine tree, it's actually quite large, stretching up towards the canopy above me. I've already seen a family of wrens flitting about in the undergrowth as I've started this walk along this well-made path out towards the reservoir. It's already densely wooded. As I say, there's these tall pine trees all surrounding me, and underneath them on one side, it's a wash of ferns and bracken. The ground is quite green. And then as I look to my left-hand side, it's orange, which you may think, that's strange. I don't really usually know of any orange landscapes, especially in woodland, but it's all the fallen pine needles from the trees that have collected on the floor, and they have that orange hue. But it's interesting to see that one side of the woodland floor is barren and the other side is very verdant and growing with, as I say, those ferns, bracken. I can see a few brambles coming through as well. As I look up as well, because there's a few more deciduous trees on the right-hand side, which are
native trees to the country. And because of that, the leaves are a lot more lighter green compared to the dark, subtle green of the pine needles on the pine trees. I think they're just letting a little bit more light through so the woodland floor can germinate with life. That's the best reason I can come up with from the stark contrast anyway. The more nature savvy amongst you may be able to come up with a better reason, but that's what we'll run with for the now anyway. So we'll carry on along this path. Oh, there's a bit of sun coming out. That's incredible. It's probably saying to me, you should have done that walk that you were planning after all. Oh, that is wonderful. There's just dappled light shining all amongst me now through the trees. I'm sure it'll be short-lived, so let's make the most of it while we've got it, shall we? I was right. That sun was quite short-lived. It came out for about a minute to a minute and a half, and now the grey has taken over once again. I'm not sure whether it's still raining, actually, because it sounds like it is, but that might just be the water that's collected on the leaves above me, just dripping down in the slight breeze that's blowing through the wood. The birds are certainly in strong voice, as they usually are at this time of year on these audio walks. Lovely background accompaniment to my droning voice. Through the trees on the left, I can just about make out the dam of Linley Wood Reservoir. It's a steep, grassy slope leading up to a fence on the ridge, and then, of course, the water is beyond that, although you can't see that from where I am. And there's this huge stone-stepped terrace as well, which is the runoff from the reservoir. There's nothing coming off it at the moment, although it is quite damp at the moment. It has been very dry recently. But usually after heavy rain or during the winter periods when it's a lot wetter, it's often a torrent of a waterfall as the water tops over the reservoir and runs down into the Washburn Valley below. I found a little pathway down onto the banks of the reservoir. I've not found that before. It's quite a lovely view from here. I'm looking back towards the dam now. We've walked a little bit further along. And if I wander up right to the edge of the reservoir, which isn't full by any means, but it's definitely not empty. I've definitely seen it less full than this. But you get a full view of the whole length of the reservoir, right from the dam wall where we've just started from now, right through up to the other end where there's the bridge that leads up to Norred Edge. Now the rain has actually stopped. It's beautifully peaceful and tranquil and calm. There's a few ripples on the water's surface, but I can see the reflections of the sky above, which is still looking very moody indeed. At this time of year, we're in the height of summer. Could have fooled me with the pouring rain, but all of the trees on the banks of the reservoir are verdant green and resplendent in leaf at this time. They're all hugging the bank of the reservoir. In fact, at the other side, it almost looks like they're reaching out into the water. But they just stop before they hit the water's surface. I just heard some oyster catchers behind me as well, over by the dam wall. I'm not swearing, by the way, there. It is the reservoir dam wall. Oyster catchers are beautiful birds. They're black and white with bright reddish-orange bills and feet. You might think, where on earth are they going to find oysters inland at Linley Wood Reservoir? But they tend to feed on the little mollusks and worms and things that also call this place home. on the reservoir dam, there's these two little huts. They look a bit more grand than the word hut explains, really, but they're almost Tudor-looking in style. They've got lines on them, wooden panels, and little arched corniced windows. They don't put as much effort as they used to into building, not pointless structures, but I suppose what we would call non-places, places that only are used part of the year or part of the time that they're needed. And then the rest of the year, they just stand there dormant. But they are an impressive, iconic feature of this reservoir. There isn't another reservoir in the Washburn Valley that has them, even though there are, wait a minute, let me get this right, three more reservoirs as you move up the Washburn Valley. You've got Swinstey, Fewston, and then Thrust Cross. I'm really enjoying being next to the water here. It's very relaxing indeed. But I suppose we ought to carry on and wander a bit further along, or else we won't have time to discover any more beautiful things about this wonderful little spot. Oh, I think I'll just pause here a moment and get my breath. Because it stopped raining and because the sun does occasionally keep coming out behind those big black moody clouds, I thought we'd take a deviation up through Linley Wood towards the very top of the wood edge, where we'll come across some fields in a moment and then walk back along the ridge above the trees, which should hopefully give us some lovely views over the bottom end of the Washburn Valley. It's a lovely spot just to take a moment here and look at these really tall pine trees. To my right-hand side, there's one that's got a nest at the top of it. I've been watching it for a little while and there doesn't seem to be anything coming and going, or I can't hear any chicks in the nest, so it may be dormant now. The chicks may have already fledged. Either that or they suffered from motion sickness, because the tree does seem to be waving about in the breeze quite considerably. Don't think I would have liked to have been brought up in that sort of a situation. You'd live the first few months of your life being perpetually dizzy, I think. It's a lovely spot, actually, here for a bit of forest bathing. It's a new phenomenon that's come across from Japan, where it's almost like meditation in the forest. It is quite interesting to try if you've not done it before. Just next time you're in a woodland, find a nice peaceful spot and close your eyes and turn your attention to your breath going in and out for the first few minutes. And then widen your awareness to the sounds, the smells, and everything else that you can sense around you. It does feel almost like you become part of the forest. Oh, here comes that sun again. It's saying it serves you right for putting nose-to-tail waterproofs on and changing your plans just because it was raining when you set off. You can guarantee now it's going to be glorious right until I get back to the car, isn't it? Well, would you believe it? We're now up at the very top edge of the woods, and looking around, there seems to be more blue than grey now in the sky. We've just come through a little gate at the top, through a wall. And in front of us is this old tree that's come down. There's a bit of it that's been sawn away. The branches have been sawn away, that's lying on the floor. And the base of the trunk is still standing proudly in the ground. But it's covered in fungi. If I knew my mushrooms, I'd tell you what they were, but I don't even have a mushroom book or anything with me to have a look, but
They are impressive structures. Sort of a lightish browny fawn colour. They almost look like oyster mushrooms. Maybe that's what the oyster catcher was looking for. They've got that serrated frilly edge underneath, and they sort of come up to a flat velvety cap at the top. If I was guessing, I would say oyster mushrooms, but I'm no expert when it comes to fungi. Apologies if you are hearing a bit of breeze in the background at this point. I just had to stop here and pause and take in my surroundings a bit and share them with you, even though it is quite a blustery little vantage point here. It is now an absolutely spectacular day. The sun's beating down, and since I last spoke to you, I've taken so many layers off that are now around my waist. I'm actually starting to look pregnant. We've just walked up through this lovely grassy meadow, and all the way through there were hundreds of meadow brown butterflies flitting about in amongst the ears of grass. They're quite unassuming butterflies when you see them from a distance, but close up they are really beautiful little creatures. They're all brown, as the name suggests, but they've got little tinges of orange on the wings. And then at the tips of the wings, they've got two black spots at either side that look like eyes staring up at you, obviously to put off predators. I think I'm not going near that frightening-looking beast. Along the edge of the wall where I'm stood, just about to go through this gate, there's a line of foxgloves. Beautiful bell-shaped purple flowers attached to a long, tall, standing stem. If I look over towards my right-hand side, I can see the Tower of Knorred Edge that's been a feature in many of these audio walks, because it does dominate the landscape around here. And then as I look towards the other side, I can see the ridge of Otley Shevin and the bottom of the Washburn Valley below. I can't see Lindleywood Reservoir now because it's just in the trees, but I know it's down there because obviously we've walked along the banks of it not too long ago. I just can't get over the starkness of difference between the weather from when I set off to what it's like now. It might be breezy, but I'll take that when it's nice and dry. I think the farmer's coming to feed the sheep now. They seem to be getting a bit excited in the field at the other side. Anyway, the path looks like it goes through there, so let's go and join the fun. That was certainly an excitable flock of sheep. It looked like the farmer had just put them out onto fresh pasture, so they were getting a bit excited about it. Anyway, we've come away from them now, and we're starting to wander back through the fields down towards the woods again in this circular walk that we're doing today. On my left, there's this tumble-down barn. There's a few of the walls still standing and a few wooden lintels that are forming windows and doors, but everything above them has crumbled down and is lying in heaps at my feet. It's in a beautifully secluded location overlooking a little tributary of the Washburn Valley. I can't help but thinking if I had a few more pennies in the bank, it would be lovely to buy this plot and do it up and live here. Although you probably would have to live off-grid because there's no sign of any running water or electricity in sight. Now, it wouldn't be an audio walk without mentioning the smells of the landscape that we're walking through. And we're about to leave behind the heady smells of farmland which the sheep leave behind
and we're going back towards the smell of the pine woods that we walked up through, which I can only say are reminiscent of Christmas time. So if you're like me and get a freshly cut Christmas tree every year, it's that wonderful piney smell that emanates through the house during the December and winter months. I can see the woods looming ahead of us now again, so let's head back down into them as we complete this audio walk by walking back through that beautiful canopy. And now with the sun out, we should get a lot more of that lovely dappled light. I was just about to say that dappled light and smell is living up to expectations, but as I say that, as we're walking back through the woods, the sun's gone in again. Before we did re-enter the woods, I did see the dark clouds amassing once again, so maybe we're coming to the end of this audio walk just at the right time before the rain starts to pour down once again. It's very much like an alpine forest, is this, that we're walking through now. Again, the floor is covered in ferns and bracken again, with these tall pine trees reaching towards the sky, just as they were when we started. It almost reminds me of being back in Austria on my honeymoon a few years ago. So it's definitely bringing back very happy memories. I do hope you've enjoyed this audio walk around Lindy Wood and the reservoir and the surrounding farmland today. If you have, then check out more of our audio walks at opencountry.org.uk, where you can find out about all the activities that we do and also how to donate if you feel inclined to do so. I'm going to head back down the hill towards my car now. As I say, this walk, although it started off wet, and then in the middle it was absolutely glorious, and now it looks like it's going to end slightly damp again as well. But it has been very memorable indeed. You can guarantee when I do eventually get round to doing the walk that I had planned today, if it had have been the weather that it actually has been, then it'll probably work out the opposite way around. It'll be lovely when I set off and then start pouring down halfway around. There's nothing like a good bit of British optimism, is there? Anyway, thank you very much for lending me your ears today for another audio walk from Open Country. Until next time, I'll see you, or at least talk to you, later on. Thank you for listening.